Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
We return to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by World of Spas, Edmonton's number one hot tub and swim spa dealer. The ideal place to start your daily vacation on Oilers Radio. 630 Chad.
635 in Edmonton. It's Brendan Escott here and soon to be joined by Bob Stauffer. But not before I tell you that some guests of the show do receive gift cards to Japanese Village, Edmonton's favorite place to celebrate your special occasion. Try a Wagyu steak today. He's our headliner today because, frankly, that's just kind of funny to make the host of the show the headliner on a day when he's visiting us live from Toronto. Our headliner brought to you by Wilhauk Beef Jerky. It's the best you've ever tasted. Search for Wilhauk today. Bob, how was the flight?
The flight was fine. Near wet blizzard-like conditions in Toronto when we landed, so it took us a solid 55 minutes to get from the airport into the hotel in downtown Big Smoke. But lots of discussion on the two major networks in this country about the excitement over tomorrow night's game between the Oilers and the Leafs, the fact obviously that the teams only play twice a year and they're both coming over coming off of blowout victories, and so and they have very similar numbers overall in the season, which is kind of ironic because Brendan, as you know, at the start of the year Nick Kiprios wrote a piece and Toronto got off to a better start, and you know the Oilers question marks and goaltending, you know, were there, and here we are, and they've got literally the same record. They've got there differently. I think the Oilers have. Well, we know they've got the best record in the National Hockey League since Chris Knobloch became the head coach. They're playing a different defensive system. I think their structure was hoping to be better. Even on the homestand, I think there's a lot of room for improvement. But the bottom line is, and I don't know about you, did you think we'd be in this position right here, right now, where the team's got a record of, 42-21-5 with, 15 games left when they started the year 2-9-1. I mean, when you think about it, it's been, I don't know how many people out there, Brendan, thought that was going to be capable of happening, but it has ultimately come to fruition.
In a shorter amount of time than I think anybody anticipated, right? Like, it maybe I could have seen a world where the first week of April or they had to dogfight for 3 months, and that hasn't even necessarily been the case. They're trying to... The dogfight is almost right now with themselves trying to find out exactly what the identity is and who's going to play with who come crunch time.
Well, and that's a fair comment, and I think that the one thing they've done, I mean, we know that the Oilers are, and I tweeted the numbers out yesterday, but under Knobloch, they're second in the league in goals for, fifth in goals against. They're third on the power play, fifth in the penalty kill. And for me, it's the goals against and the penalty kill. Like, if you're a top five team in goals against, you can win games. And they're, and you can hang around games where you're not great. I think we've seen a fair amount of that. Now, I got to tell you, Toronto's a higher scoring team than Edmonton, though they're giving up more goals than Edmonton is. And the Oilers have moved all the way up to 12th in save percentage. And think of where we were when the coaching change was made, 30th in the league in goals against, 31st in the league in the penalty kill, and 31st in the league in save percentage. And they're, top eight in the league overall for the entire year now on goals against. They're top 12 in the penalty kill, and they're 12th in the league in save percentage. So it just shows you how far they've come this year, and done in a sooner time than I think people thought. And it's not like Vancouver's played poorly or gone away, or I guess LA had one tough stretch during the year, and Vegas has had a bit of a tough stretch, but it's made for an incredibly compelling year that I think we're all hoping to see more of, and that's what's going to make tomorrow's game super entertaining.
Okay, I saved the Oilers Now injury report, which is brought to you by James H. Brown Injury Lawyers. When accidents happen, go to jameshbrown.com. Anything you can tell us about Vinny Desharnais? Was he on the airplane first?
He is. Oh yeah, he's on the airplane. I think he's an option. But I don't know, with them having back-to-back, if maybe, we'll have to see what the plan is. What have you thought of Stetcher so far?
you know what? Outside of a couple of turnovers that I've noticed from him, I think that he's managed. He's basically been as advertised, right, as a guy that we know isn't going to perform with a high ceiling. But maybe if you don't notice him a whole ton, he's actually playing reasonably well. And he played a reasonable amount of minutes last night, too.
Yeah, he's a seven if the seven is a right shot. Right? Like, if you need the seven to be the left shot, he's an eight. And the seven sitting down, percolating down on the farm, and his name is Philip Roberg. So I think he's been okay, but I do think they've missed Darnay's presence over the last, couple games. I don't think there's any question about that.
See, that's interesting because I felt with, the way that Perry engages and at least, in terms of the physical presence, in terms of the intimidation side, in terms of having a team difficult to play against, I see now that's not what you meant, but
I'm referring to shot suppression.
Yeah.
The way he eats pucks on the penalty kill. He's going to get himself paid. And some of the deals that were signed here, like you look at Hakanpaa a couple of years ago getting 3x1.5, and there was a lot of comparables, but we've seen a significant, we've seen the cap go up by, $6 million by the time he's ready to go here for his contract extension. So Sealer. Nick Sealer just got 2.7 times 4 years. I don't think that Darnay gets that, but I do think he might get 2.25 times four. And I think the Oilers are going to have to make a decision here, and it may make it a very well. We know it's going to be an interesting offseason regardless. It's just how far, how much of the Oilers improved. I think the one thing we hear here is people think that the team has greater depth than before. Adding Henrik, adding Carrick, and then adding Corey Perry, and has kind of changed the complexion, the makeup of the bottom six forwards. And I think that's agreed. And the end result is, Derek Ryan's a scratch, and I wonder, Brent, I got to tell you, I watch all of Bakersfield games. I wonder whether or not Holloway ultimately does get back up here come playoff time when there's no salary cap, and he's playing left wing on the fourth line, because I think that, what's the trade-off with Janmark versus Holloway? Well, Holloway gives you more speed, Janmark can kill penalties. Coaches like safe, but the Oilers might need another guy that can really skate and give them a little bit of jump, so that might be one of those storylines down the stretch for us to watch.
And I know you want a few pairs of penalty killers, of course, but they did bring in the likes of Henrik and Carrick, who can both kill penalties. Now, Bob, you're in Toronto. This happens once a year, and there's a real conflicting ideology about whether or not this means something extra. And to me, of course it does. You've got a bunch of players that represent Edmonton that are born in Ontario. They get to go play in the Mecca of hockey once a year, and yet you've got Austin Matthews in the meantime saying this.
I'm not sure there's much of a rivalry there. Like, obviously, it's, two pretty good teams and two Canadian teams, so there's obviously a lot of pride there within, the organization, the fans, and, I think it's more so of, a media thing, and you guys like to obviously push it and stuff, and that's fine, but at the end of the day, just want to go out there and play our game and continue to take steps moving forward, and, we're playing a really good team, one of the hottest teams in the league.
Now, I'm not going to ask you if this is a rivalry. I'm going to ask you if it feels a little bit different flying into Toronto for this road trip than it does when you're flying in somewhere else.
Oh, yeah. It definitely feels different the moment you turn the TV on, because it's Canada and it matters. And, we go to Arizona, and you had Kevin Radomski on, and the Edmonton Oil Kings. What are they at right now for Sunday, did he say?
16,000 and counting. Yeah.
So three times the normal crowd of the Arizona Coyotes. Nobody cares in Arizona. That's what's awesome about this, is everybody cares. And I understand where Matthews is coming from. Ottawa and Montreal are bigger rivals because they play them more. And those games tend to be more combustible, as we saw when Greg put the puck into the empty net. But I do think the best like to play the best, and they like to go up against the best. And so I think he was underplaying that to a certain degree. Now, Toronto's got, they got an interesting situation, Brendan, because they got a couple guys out. Marner, as we know, is not going to play. due to a high ankle sprain. Gilles out with a concussion. TJ Brody's is basically a healthy scratch at this point. We'll see whether or not Bertuzzi plays. He's been sick. Labushkin's been sick. But Brad Treliving has come as advertised, and he's added size and toughness to that team. And I do think, as a result, that's going to result in a different type of game to be played tomorrow. I think it's going to be more physical, and the Oilers have added, you know, Carrick, who comes in. That's why I think Darnay might actually play. So I get where Austin's coming from, comparatively speaking to the Battle of Ontario or the Leafs-Canadians rivalry. It's not the same because they don't play each other as much, but it's still best on best. And frankly, we know Brad Treliving. I mean, just think about it. 2 years ago, the Flames first place, and they're playing the Oilers, and they win game one, 9-6. And who would have thought that, you know, the Flames, the Oilers win four straight games, and Calgary completely blows up their team and unfreeze in Toronto, trying to replicate a little bit of the toughness that he had with the Flames. I think it's going to be a hell of a game tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely it is, and one that I'm sure our friends at Hockey Night in Canada are salivating over.
You think?
Let's think about the roster, because there seems to be a pattern in terms of one guy rotating out of the bottom, but I really have a hard time believing that would be Brown rotating out, because he's playing in Toronto, having played for Toronto, and he scored last night. Is it Janmark's turn to take a seat for Derek Ryan to come back in?
What if you came back with the same lineup after an 8-3 victory?
I don't hate that at all.
Yeah. You know, like, you know, we all love the Derek Ryan story, but the reality of the situation is that a 37-year-old player, it's not the end of the world if he gets a night off once in a while. And, for me, there's 11 Southern Ontario born players on the Oilers team. All day, they all play. Like, you know, Brown might be able to get something going here. Like, you know, that's you and me. There's every person listening to the show that's ever put skates on before and can skate a little. If they were in that position with that empty net, probably score. But that's a good thing for Brown. We're hoping, you know, that he finds a way to give some of the, you know, secondary offense that I think the Oilers, you know, thought they were going to get from them. Now, that said, as much of it's McDavid and Matthews, one of the bigger storylines here is the pursuit of 50 for Zach Hyman, who spent 6 years in the Leafs organization and worked his way up. Zach's father was a prominent Toronto-based businessman. That is unequivocally going to be one of the storylines in tomorrow night's game as well.
It's going to be a lot of fun, Bob. I'll let you get back to it out there in T.O.
Thanks a lot for filling in, Brennan.
Yeah,
awesome
of course.
Job. Thank
Have
you.
Have a great call tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Bob will be back on the City Ford Faceoff show tomorrow, 3:30 for that. And the man hosting that show has just entered the studio. We'll get to Reed Wilkins when we come back on Oilers Now.
This is Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Royal Pizza is pizza, pasta, so much more. Edmonton owned and operated for over 50 years now. Check out the menu at royalpizza.ca. Any followers in your inbox lately? Anything noteworthy?
I got a message from somebody on Twitter. I don't get a lot of DMs. Usually they're hockey related. I got a message from somebody saying, "Hey, Reed, nice to meet you." And I was like, "What is this?" Because sometimes someone will meet me in Studio 99, want a picture, and then maybe send it or say, "Hey, thanks for chatting to me or my family." And I looked at this, and I was like, who's this? And then I looked at the account. I was like, oh, this person's going to ask for money if I reply to this. So I quickly deleted it.
Oh. So you mean it was a...
So there's two buttons, right? There was accept and delete.
Okay.
So the screen's pretty small, so you got to be careful, though, that you hit delete.
Well, see, that's why I have the iPhone, whatever the big one is, because my fingers, a little bit too big to just be chicken poking at things.
You
don't want to get sloppy. That's what you don't want to have happen. The Oilers have been a little bit sloppy, admittedly, I would suggest, over the last several games, and yet the results have still been there. The earmark of a good team. You know, it's funny Bob talks about not projecting this, you know, that they would ever gotten back to this stage. Well, no kidding. I mean, it's... They fought so hard over that 16-game winning streak that they've basically been in a spot where you should be gripping the stick tight right now, and they don't have to, I guess is what I'm saying.
I like that they're 13-3-1 and games tied after two, because I think, and people who listen to me a lot will know this is sort of one of the things that I believe in about sports, especially at the highest level. The margins are often very close. And as I say, every game starts tied, right? So there is a certain amount of, okay, figure it out. It's not a great night. The other team's playing really well. You screwed up. You gave up a bad goal or a bad touchdown or whatever. Like, figure it out. You know, and the good teams have that figure it out ability. I mean, Kansas City Chiefs, have they not had to come from behind in every Super Bowl they've won? I mean, they won them. Yeah. Figure it out.
You know, to get to some of those games.
I mean, I know they're a championship team. The Oilers are trying to get there, but I do think there's something to be said for, okay, it wasn't great. We were down 2-0. We had to survive a third goal, you know, potential 2 of 3, 2 of 3 goals that got waved off for offside, you know, but figure it out. And it's a 60-minute game, and ultimately Buffalo couldn't play with the Oilers for 60 minutes. They could only play with them for about 30 or 35.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, Speck actually asked the question last night. I mean, you can't expect, you can say it, but you can't realistically expect your group to play 60 minutes of hockey 82 times a year. But this group is good enough that it should be able to get away with winning games when it's played 45 minutes of hockey, especially against a team like Buffalo.
I think you can expect 60 minutes of commitment and concentration. But you can't expect 60 minutes of coming on out on the right side of every battle and every
encounter
and every special teams play and all that type of stuff.
Not a chance.
So I still look on the positive. I mean, yeah, were there things to clean up last night? Sure. Were there things to clean up against Montreal? Sure. But in the end, you were able to figure out those games, and that's what it's going to come down to in the postseason. You're going to be tied going to the third period. Figure it out. Be the team that wins one period to win a big game.
Also, I'll probably state the obvious by saying this. I would imagine Skinner starts tomorrow and Pickard starts against
Ottawa on Sunday. I would think so, because then you have Skinner against likely Hellebuck on Tuesday, which would be fun.
And then I'd go so far as to start him against Los Angeles and then give Pickard Anaheim. That's the next run.
Yeah, that's probably a fair progression. Yeah.
Okay, we're running up against it, but you are. You got a great show coming up tonight.
Coming up, that's going to be fun.
Awesome one.
We'll look at Zach Hyman's push for 50. We'll take a closer look at Ekholm's two goals last night. Both of them were really fun. Gord Stellick will check in. We'll talk Hyman and the Leafs with him. Of course, he's from the Morning Skate on Sirius XM and does some Toronto radio as well. And more Oil Kings. Grayson Sochin is going to be on the show.
Grayson Sochin.
For the team.
Excellent.
He's been a nice addition for them.
Yeah, no kidding, he has. He'll be a big part of the reason you continue watching that team. But why not be one of the 16,000 plus?
That's incredible.
To change in that game on Sunday evening. Oh, my goodness. They wrap up the season with Red Deer in town, 4 o'clock puck drop. But you'll want to be there for 3:45 because of the pregame awards. If you're tuning in tomorrow, why not do so at about 3:30 or so, because that's when the City Ford Face-Off show begins. Reed Wilkins does host that. This day in Oilers history. That's brought to you by New West Travel. Explore Southeast Asia on a chartered river cruise next March. Visit newwesttravel.com, or you can give them a call as well. We go back to 1985 when the Oilers rallied from a 3-1 third period deficit, earning a 3-3 tie with the Maple Leafs at Northlands. Oh, how about that timing? Wayne Gretzky scoring his 66th goal of the year, a shorthanded marker from both Messier and Paul Coffey. And Grant Fear turned aside 31 of 34 shots in the decision. Hey, we wish we could have chatted with our friend George LaRocque today for our friends at Conlin Motorsports is who supplies George. They help you get out there. Check them out at conlinmotorsports.ca. Perhaps a historic angle over the next couple of games with the Oilers on the Face-Off show or something like that. I know we try and do the Throwback Friday, but what can you do? We kind of did the... Tell you what, James Steffen signing with this Oilers team, that's Throwback Friday enough for me. Even if it was secured on a Thursday. Hey, thank you so much for tuning in. It's always a lot of fun. Oilers at Maple Leafs, 5 o'clock tomorrow. Cam and Bob will bring you that's Jack and Bob. Cam and Bob will bring you Oilers and Senators from Canadian Tire Center on Sunday. Reed has Inside Sports next. Thomas Dias has the news. It's Brendan Escott here. Enjoy your weekend.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by World of Spas, Edmonton's number one hot tub and swim spa dealer. The ideal place to start your daily vacation on Oilers Radio, 630 Chad.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.